Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. The Massachusetts State Lottery wants to provide gaming around the clock on mobile devices and computers. Bill Littlefield found himself thinking about what some of the consequences of the new policy would be.
Time was, the gambler said to me, that I would have to quit. I'd go to the casino, lose my pay, and that was it. But now I see much brighter days, or more precisely nights, when I will never have to stop. The state will take its bites of checks I haven't gotten yet and dough I'll never see, for gambling sponsored by the state is going online. Gee, I really can't imagine how I lived without this deal. How can I find the words to say how great it's going to feel to gamble till I pass out or until my phone goes dead? And if my credit card gives out and says I'm in the red, I'll rummage in my wallet. This is going to be fantastic. I'll gamble on until I've run completely out of plastic. But that will never happen, for I'm certain that I'll win. I'm told you cannot do that if you don't at least begin to help with funding schools and other state-supported works that can't get by on taxes, which explains why there are clerks in lots of small convenience stores dispensing tickets there. I wonder if their take will drop. Ah, heck, what do I care? My life already built around the many ways I bet can only travel one direction. It can only get much better if I'm betting more while other people sleep. And though I'm into loan sharks now and into them quite deep, I'm bound to climb out of that hole and set the ledger right when I can bet throughout the day and also through the night. Let others sleep. I needn't do it, nor do I need dinner. Adrenaline sustains me as I pick a certain winner. I left, for it was late, although the gambling man still chattered. I might have argued with him if I thought it might have mattered, but he was so excited by his chance to help the state fill up its coffers, not just early now, but also late, he'd not have heard my doubts about the online games to come and how they'd prey upon the sleepless and upon the dumb, the desperate and the damaged, the delusional and lost, all bearing, as they often have, the false dream and the cost.
Want to hear more from Only a Game? Check out this weekend's show. Former world champion boxer Christy Martin tells the story of her survival after her ex-husband tried to murder her. And you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.